name and number. I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Remember when we used to not be able to find enough time to talk with each other? Hi there. This is the dad trying to get all of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I love you, because I want you back, because I think you're cute, and all those wonderful things. Dorothy Jean, I miss you. Just a little business something, just so you know, I did send 4D112 scheduled to come to you. I guess it goes up Friday or so, because this will get us back in sync with a per month stuff. I probably won't do anything again until December, maybe the last week of December. I'm not, or of November. I'm not sure. So there is some money coming to you, and hopefully it'll be back regular. At least the plan is at least to be so you know stop any getting any worse, and hopefully it'll be where I'm at least doing 50% more than necessary, so it's catching up slowly. That's the plan. We'll see if reality turns out that way, because you know me, I'm a high risk guy. One of the things that concerns me is my kids' health, and my wife's health, and of course my own. And it was when I was walking around the university campus. Noticing that as I walk around the campus, I was passing everybody. It's kind of like, how come this old guy is passing all these young students? It's kind of, so I was wondering about how I look. And so, yeah, I'm in the habit of, I was doing 128 jumping jacks at a time. I cut back to 64 in order to do it. I do it more often. I do it several times a day. But I also improved my form. I wondered if I needed to spend some time improving form. I might go back to 128. We'll see. But a little weird, I know. Today I took a video of me doing jumping jacks, and I'm not going to share it because I wanted to see, if I look like a slob, I look like an old man, or I'm looking healthy. And my legs don't look like they used to. Your husband has strong legs. As before, as always, my arms are pathetic, but slightly better. I have noticed that one of the things I have to do is when I do the jumping jacks, I keep my right hand kind of open. My left hand, I kind of curl up because, with that swing, especially, I don't have a flabby arm or have flabby hands. And there's the potential of a ring flying off. So I have to be careful of that. It's interesting. I keep thinking about how your dad said that one day I might become flabby. Well, if you look at that image, you'll find there are no love handles anymore. They're gone. I mean, it's not that they're shrunk. They're gone. The sloppiness in the belly is hardly there. There's a little bit of it, but it's hardly there. So I'm healthy, and I wonder about my whole family. I've spent some effort, being off of sugar now for years, striving for a high-fat diet, animal fat, not this garbage stuff. I've been asked several times, are you a vegan? No, I eat a lot of meat. What does my family do? It was fighting it, but I am now taking some supplements, specifically magnesium, because I found that my legs were getting, I couldn't bend them. Now they're fine. So I do magnesium. I also help my digestive tract. I've had some weird things happening, so I do get vitamin B, vitamin C. I won't go into that, but and it doesn't seem to be that much of a big deal now that the summer has left. But I was doing some mineral stuff because, you know, having serious cramps in my walking and whatnot because of the amount of sweating I do. Not that many people I know can do the semi, you know, the half marathons I do on Saturday. Young and old. And I do them fast. It's quite clear that, you know, I'm averaging... you know, during the semi-marathon, clearly averaging over 4 miles an hour, you know, shorter trips like what I did yesterday, easily over, you know, 4.5. You know, I did my lap around here and with the hills, 4 2/3. So clearly at time, I'm bursting at 5 miles an hour. This is that man who committed to his lady to do what he can to live to be 90. I'm giving you evidence that I might be there for you, Dorothy Jane, and maybe in good shape. There's only one issue that I have. I have a very broken heart. Dorothy Jane, I love you. And I want you back.